Hawksby and Jacobs here on Talk Sport. Well, I think it was pretty evident from the Common Select Committee earlier on how people are worried about grassroots football and the lower reaches of the EFL. And there's been some talk about 10 clubs could go to the wall very soon unless more is done to help. Somebody went on a journey of the lower reaches of the game across the country in England and Scotland and beyond was Gavin Bell. His book is Because It's Saturday, A Journey into Football's Heartlands, and it was written pre-COVID. And of course, I think we've seen a number of these clubs step up and do their bit for their communities over the last 6 or so months. Good afternoon, Gavin.
Good afternoon.
It's interesting. So much what you talk about the clubs that you've been to being the hubs of the community. And one of the chairmen says, you know, without them being community clubs, you have to question why they exist at all. You know, most of them aren't going to go and win the Champions League. So it's I suppose it's been quite heartening for you to see just how important they have been in their communities in the time that we've just had.
Yes, very much so. The truth of the matter is that lower league football, it's another world. It's a different game with different ethos and different sets of values. There's the same level of passion, but it's a much more intimate experience for the fans, the players, the management. It's almost like a big family. And this has fostered this sense of belonging to a big family. Is fostered by very close relations, as you say, as you point out, between the clubs and the communities. You know, you get the sense that these are small clubs with big hearts who put a lot into the communities, who in turn support them. Many of the clubs I spoke to have very impressive social welfare programs in which they invest huge sums of money to help people in the communities who need assistance. And the result of this is that for many people in the supporting these clubs, they're much more than football teams. They're an integral part of the community.
Sure.
It's interesting. The title is a bit of a giveaway, really, because it differentiates from top-level football, because it's Saturday. I mean, it's the day football's played. If you talk about the Premier League, it's played all over the week, isn't it? So it is a special thing and a different thing from high-level football.
Yeah, very much so. To the point where it's for many fans of teams like Accrington, Stanley, Grimsby Town, Plymouth, Argyle, going to the match on a Saturday is not just simply going to a football match. It's often for them, it's the social highlight of the week. They look forward to it. They meet their mates in the pub before the game. They watch the game, and then instead of going leaving it at the final whistle, they're invited back into the club rooms, and you know the players turn up, the managers, sometimes the owners. I mean, John Coleman of Accrington Stanley, for example, the manager there, he's probably in first name terms with several dozen of the fans.
One of the people you spoke to for the book, Gavin, sort of says he likes the fact A, he can stand up, B, he can probably have a pint, C, if he doesn't like who he's standing next to, he can wander off to another part of the ground. He's not stuck with him for the whole game or possibly the whole season or for the rest of his life. And you know, it's just that kind of freedom. But I find, look, I'm Andy's a Chelsea fan, I'm a Tottenham fan, so you know, they're sort of accidents of birth. But we support top teams. But if Andy's team went into Division 4 or the money run out for Tottenham and they ended up in, you know, League 2 or whatever, I'd still be a Tottenham fan. But I enjoy the experience of grassroots football, and I've been doing a bit of that recently with no Premier League football. But I enjoy Premier League football as well. I enjoy both experiences, but in a different way. So I don't think they're kind of mutually exclusive, really.
No, not at all. You're quite right. I mean, I support Motherwell, which isn't the biggest team in the world, but obviously, I enjoy watching Manchester United, Liverpool, Man City and Match of the Day. I mean, these guys, it's like high-speed chess. It's a joy to watch often. And as you say, lower league football is a different experience. There isn't the same level of skill, obviously, but there is huge commitment, loyalty, passion, and also the fans are much closer to the players in every sense of the word, you know, physically much closer.
Yeah.
So it's, from that point of view, it is a different experience. And I don't think the two are mutually exclusive. You can enjoy both. And, you know, I would just say to fans like yourself, big club fans, if your big team isn't playing one day, pop along to the local team and you'll enjoy the experience.
And Gavin, what did you make of the Commons Select Committee today? Because that directly affects the clubs you're writing about, doesn't it?
I'm sorry, I haven't caught up on that.
Oh, okay, fine, fair enough. But obviously the principle of it, I presume you're across, you know, the idea that the big clubs, the Premier League, should support the lower leagues.
Yes, yes, very much so, up to a point. Because, I mean, it's, when you think that Gareth Bale's wages, something over 20 million, I mean, I worked out roughly that, you know, that would possibly pay most of the wages for most players in League Two. It's a hard one because the big clubs attract the money, but I think what came to me going around all these smaller clubs is that they are vital parts of their community. They're much more than football clubs. They deserve to survive, and if it takes a few extra quid from the top league, then so be it. I think it's money well spent, because at the end of the day, these are grassroots clubs. They're the bottom of the pyramid, but it is a pyramid, and that's where a lot of players come from and graduate up. And the other point about lower league clubs is not all kids can play for Manchester United or Liverpool, but they can turn out for the local heroes. And also, older players nearing the end of their careers, they're no longer up to the mark for the Premier League, but they've still got mortgages and families to support.
Sure.
So in that sense, the lower league clubs provide an essential safety net. They can move down a league or two, still enjoy their football, and still bring in a wage. And that's vital for many footballers.
Yeah. Well, let's hope, Gavin, all the clubs that you've written about in the book are still with us in 6 months' time. This, fingers crossed. But look, good to talk to you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.
Gavin Bell's book, Because It's Saturday, A Journey into Football's Heartlands, is available now, published by Pitch, in paperback.